Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good Monday afternoon. Welcome into Grant and Danny on the Fan. It is October 11th, 2021. Washington drops a 33-22 home game at the hands of the Saints. They give up a Hail Mary at the halftime. They give up a 72-yard touchdown pass. Jameis Winston celebrating with his 110 quarterback rating today. Another tough game to watch.
36 minutes and change of possession, 373 yards, two turnovers forced, 26 first downs to New Orleans' 18. You rushed for over 131 yards in the ballgame. That's the recipe, man. Quite literally, coming into the season, if I shared those details with you about this football team, the football team, the team, you like the football team, you're like, I'm a fan of football, whatever you're supposed to call these dumb guys, pick a plural noun immediately, please, stop embarrassing us. And I said, well, with who we've got, you'll take your chances in that football game every time. Not this team. Not this bad football team. The bad football team played badly. They made bad football team mistakes. Ron Rivera pointed out those two mistakes are really costly. If you look at the rest of the game, you did what you normally would hope to do in an NFL football game. Only 260-some yards. On 10 drives, yes, you would take that every time. The problem is your group that can't communicate with each other, can't seem to figure out where to line up or who to cover or when, got beat for a Hail Mary, oh my God, and they got beat for another long touchdown pass. An extra bonus, of course, on the two other touchdowns that New Orleans scored. Nobody seemed to know who was supposed to tackle whom or cover whom or whatever. Just another embarrassing showing for a group that should be thoroughly embarrassed this Monday morning.
They're 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
They should be 1-4, and that's not saying, like, oh, you could have lost. No, they actually kicked a field goal that they missed, and there was a penalty that probably wasn't an actual penalty against the Giants called that allowed them to kick again with no time on the clock. So they very easily could and probably should be 1-4.
Mm-hmm.
The game that they won, if we're giving them the 1-4 record, they were trailing in the final minute. Really close to 0-5. You know, a lot of times coaches like to say, or teams will say things like, yeah, but it goes the other way too. Not around here.
Not here.
Right now.
Uh-uh.
You didn't almost beat the Bills. You didn't almost beat the Saints. You didn't almost beat the Chargers. I mean, the score was close, but you got off the field on three third downs and 20 attempts in that game. They're 2-3. The Chiefs, the Packers, the Broncos, the Bucks. The Panthers, all over 500, all playoff team or off to hot start team on the schedule coming up. And Russell Wilson sounds like he's probably going to be back by the time they play the Seahawks.
Just in time.
On November 29th, which is I'm pretty upset about.
Yeah.
Then things get a lot easier. You play the Raiders, who are probably going to the playoffs. The Cowboys, who look like a juggernaut. And you're into your division schedule to end the season. Yesterday was a problem. So, really, there's three big stories with this team. And I don't necessarily mean coming out of yesterday. I mean, in general, I attack every game the same way. It's Taylor Heinicke, the defense, and kind of a bigger picture where we're at, coaching staff kind of thing. So, we start with Taylor Heinicke. Bad. That was ugly.
Really bad.
So there's plenty of weeks where he's going to put up numbers and look really good and make plays. Most of those weeks seem to come against bad defenses. But that's going to happen, and when it does, we will correctly discuss how strong he was. They have played two good defenses. This is something I harped on a lot last week. Hey, guys, they've only really played one good defense so far, and Heinicke looked really bad. They play another good defense this week. Can we just all relax a little bit and see what happens? Two picks. According to Pro Football Focus, he had four turnover-worthy plays. I actually went back and watched the game last night. I thought there were six plays that could have been intercepted from Taylor Heinicke last night. One of them was dropped. Two of them were picked off, and then three were just errant throws that were near defenders. He had more incompletions than completions. It was a very ugly game at quarterback. The next of the big stories is defense, Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kudos to Chase Young. Got a sack fumble.
Yes, he did.
Big play. We've been waiting for that, so I tip my cap. And I actually thought he was probably the most impactful he has been. He was credited with seven pressures in the game, five hurries. If you notice, Jameis Winston wasn't all that sharp. Yes, he threw for four touchdowns, but he was 15 of 30 passing with a bad pick in there when John Allen pressured him and Cole Holcomb got an interception. But Chase Young was better, and I thought, by and large, the defensive front had some moments. They were better. But you had huge breakdowns again.
Yep.
You can't compliment a defense at all after they give up a 49-yard Hail Mary touchdown at the end of the half, in a half where they gave up a 72-yard touchdown pass with no defender in the vicinity of the fastest player on the Saints.
The embarrassment. Everyone should be so embarrassed. When Landon Collins, or whomever, is given their post-game discussion, we weren't prepared for that. Oh, my God. Hang your head in shame. Ring a bell. Walk naked from the chapel to the sept,
that
like Game of Thrones.
The Hail Mary.
Yeah, we weren't prepared for that, okay?
I asked Ron Rivera post-game at FedEx yesterday. I said, seemed like you guys were kind of thinking they were going to try to get a chunk and kick a field goal. And he acknowledged it. He basically said, yeah, we thought they were going to kick a field goal there, and they wanted... If you rewatch, they're like trailing in coverage, waiting for like an outbreaking route to the sideline. And they just lollygag down the field like, oh, they're actually going to do this. It's the easiest Hail Mary that's ever been caught.
Someone needs to be an athlete and at least leave their feet. Jump.
You'd have to be in the end zone already, standing there flat-footed to jump. You can't jump when you're still running from the grass. Yeah.
Collins had a great view of it. He stood right next to him. Would you look at that? That guy's going to catch it. Just so embarrassing. Everyone should be so ashamed. The other is the Saints did this revolutionary thing where they snapped the ball quickly. And that apparently was too much for this defense to overcome. The idea that somebody might try to hurry up and go fast and not on your schedule, defending team. Embarrassing. It's beyond embarrassing. It's high school stuff. It's Saturday morning rec football 7-on-7 type stuff. They quick snapped it. They're allowed to do that. Perfectly within the rules. The other team didn't cheat. This isn't some sort of a rule bend. It's not some sort of thing that John Harbaugh knows that no one else does in the rule book about a formation where you could put your right guard on the sideline or something and line up your punter at center. Nobody is doing anything crazy there. They went quickly. If that's an emergency to you, hang your head in shame. I would not play Landon Collins in football games for a little while. Sit out. Let's just see what DeShazer Everett has to do. I bet he stinks too, but at least I could sleep at night. Oh my God, be embarrassed.
I don't know who I'm more frustrated at for the Hail Mary. The coaching staff, because the players were not put in a position to thrive on that play, or the players who, as you said, just didn't make the athletic play that needs to be made. I don't know what Bobby McCain was doing on that play. Go back and watch it. He is playing on the other half of the field, right? So there's like all the guys that are running down to Jameis Winston's right. McCain is playing deep safety on the left. Immediately at the snap, he kind of starts drifting over toward where all the players are, as you'd imagine. And then he takes this like circuitous looping route rather than just going and blowing somebody up and attacking the football, but kind of looping through the end zone toward where the ball's sailing. The ball was thrown sky high by Winston from his own 45-yard line. There's enough time to get there to try to make a play or to leap or to be somewhere near this receiver. I mean this, Danny. I'm not exaggerating. I've never seen a Hail Mary caught that looked easier in the end zone. There's nobody around the guy. He high points it and comes down, and there's nobody defending Callaway on that play. I don't know. I'd like to blame the players and say, do something about that. Defend the end zone,
just
please.
Just do something.
You know what's better than giving up a Hail Mary? A field goal at the end of the half. That happens all the time. Quarterbacks make a throw, someone gets out of bounds or doesn't, and you got to clock the ball or whatever, and you give up a kick. And maybe they'll miss it because they got Cody Parkey who misses a lot of kicks.
Somehow the idea that a team being 50 yards away is somehow so advantageous that we can't possibly deal with any of the permutations that the offense might throw at you. There's a reason teams don't just, from the 49-yard line, throw Hail Marys all the time. Well, we thought they would do something else. Defend. That's the nature of defense. Sometimes you think they're going to run and they pass it. Sometimes you think it's a pass and they run a draw. You still make a tackle. Just be football players. The idea that this is this indefensible, incredible maneuver by Sean Payton and these genius New Orleans Saints because they dared to throw the ball into the end zone. We thought they would do something else. Oh, well, if you thought they'd do something, just lay down comfortably on the grass. Take a nap because, you ran a different play than we thought was coming. Emergency. We have no possible defense. We're not human beings that see a football in the air. We've acted in a way since we were 3 years old playing with our parents in the backyard. We don't react to the football in any sort of, and there's no urgency.
How many weeks in a row have we had a back-breaking throw against this defense where William Jackson, a $14 million DB, by the way, kind of just turns a guy loose, and I'm not saying he's doing anything wrong, he's playing his coverage, to a safety that either isn't there or is biting or is not playing as deep as they're supposed to or has to turn and run. You address Landon Collins. Wasn't a great day to be Landon Collins, who, by the way, gets more snaps than Cam Curl.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't a great day to be Bobby McCain, who gets more snaps than Cam Curl. I don't know if you heard Ron Rivera's press conference early today.
I heard a lot of it, yeah.
Ron Rivera said a lot of things in his press conference that I was taken aback by, I would say. Among them, he seemed very surprised that anyone would ask if he's going to get more involved in calling the defense or planning defensively. He's like, guys.
He may have dropped 27 guys.
Guys, settle down. Guys. It's like, weird. We're in a press conference and these people are asking me questions. Very surprised that Nikki Javala asked about Jack Del Rio.
Good job, Nikki.
Name him. But basically it was like, hey, do you consider a change at coordinator? And I'm not saying that they should make a change, but that question is going to come. We spent all offseason thinking your defense was great because you guys told us they were, and now they stink. And he's like, you guys really want to go there, don't you?
Yes.
You mean talk about the terrible defense? Yeah, we do. You're a defensive-minded head coach. You played on the 85 Bears. Your defensive coordinator's been a head coach before and has had top-ranked units in the league. The two highest-ranking coaches in this organization are defensive-minded people, and you can't defend anything. So, yes, we want to go there. Now, this second, immediately, we want to go there.
You spent all these resources.
Very, very odd. But the reason I brought up the press conference was one of the things that stood out to me was just kind of the, I don't want to say surprise, but like maybe it's clear Rivera is not at a point, and I understand coaches are not going to arrive with the same urgency as a fan base or media members. They shouldn't. Coaches got to have some stay medium. But I do think he's kind of viewing this as like, oh, it's just early season struggles. We're going to work through this. Five games in. You're 2-3 through five games. And I'd feel a lot better. Like, if you got to play in the next 3 weeks, the Lions, the Jaguars, and,
the Jets.
Good. The Jets, sure. Fine. Not nearly as frustrated today. You got the Chiefs looming. You got the Packers coming. You got the Bucks around the corner. Tom Brady threw 400 yards and five touchdowns. What is Pat Mahomes going to do to this defense? Can you imagine? What is Tyreek Hill going to do today while he watches this film? I can't even picture it. I mean, he has to, is he going to laugh out loud? Is he going to giggle? They call this guy Cheetah. What is he going to do to this defense? They haven't played a dude like that yet. This was the Saints. The 28th best offense. They have no explosive plays. They can't get the ball downfield. They're afraid to let Jameis throw it past 10 yards.
And they had no interest in running early, by the way. Even when he threw that terrible interception to start the game.
Why would you ever run it against this?
There's no reason to.
Just throw it.
Throw it.
It's never been easier. Guys are open constantly.
So they're talking about it in the telecast. It was almost funny to me. Where they're like, the Saints team wants to run the ball. That's who they are. Jameis has been humbled, and he's doing what's asked of him. But not today. Today, we're just going to drop back and sling it. We're not even pretending. And you shouldn't. I don't care who you are. If you have a wide receiver and you have a quarterback, throw the football. If you have players at those positions, not even good ones, everybody gets to have a banner day against this god-awful defense. I can't believe it's this bad, and I can't believe. And there's no good answer for Ron Rivera today at a press conference, so I do have some empathy there because everyone's working back from a place of, are you kidding me?
I agree with you, but there's a difference between that
and
the, like, the bristling and the, like, gosh, you got to calm down with this. Like, no.
Yeah, that's where I'm going exactly.
Your job is the Sunday part. The Monday part is their job. They're now reacting to the job that you did.
Yeah, and the idea that everyone's supposed to just be a cheerleader and rah-rah patient, that time's passed. What we should be doing is diagnosing, hey, what's going on with his offense? The defense keeps him in the game, but maybe they can't quite get over the hump. They could be 2-3 if the defense was reasonable at this point still, right? Just with an offense that's middle of the pack and what's going on with Curtis Samuel. That's not the story. I mean, Curtis Samuel should be the story. It's not. Taylor Heinicke should be the story. It's not. It's this unbelievably horrendous defense with all of the resources. Nobody else has committed what they've committed to this defense. And nobody else is this bad except for Kansas City, who's got the greatest offense ever assembled, basically. Cool. What a gong show. Please understand we're going to ask about it. I'm sorry that it's not that much fun. It's not that much fun for us either, watching this shebangus.
Sunday wasn't a great time for anybody, including him, obviously. But yeah, it's just the surprise at the questions. Strange to me. And there was a comment, too. There's been a few comments along the lines of, hey, we got to play with the guys we have. Now, these are the players we have. This is what we're going to play with these guys, okay? You pick the players.
Yes.
Like, coaches love to do that when things are going badly, where they go, and Rivera's never been the guy that picks the players, too, so he's had this club in the bag, where you can kind of go, hey, we're going to make the most of what we have. You know, maybe it's short of injuries, right? It's normally you're saying, like, I don't have a guy at this position that can help, or he's not saying this, I'll say it for him. Our linebackers aren't good enough. Our safeties aren't good enough. You're the team president.
You picked him.
Jason Wright's the team president, but you're the president of football operations. Mm-hmm. You brought in Marty Herney. He's never going to be a GM anywhere else. You decided he could be the GM here. But then after you gave him the GM title, after a few awkward days, he's not the GM anymore, and now Martin Mayhew is, and we don't really know what Marty Herney does, but whatever. Martin Mayhew wasn't going to be a GM anywhere else after how it went in Detroit. I'm not knocking these guys. They probably work really hard, and they might be good at what they do. But it is a fact to say that, you know, whether they, these guys that, like, share agents with Ron Rivera, or worked with him in Carolina, they were not going to get other GM jobs this offseason anywhere else, or next offseason, or probably the offseason after that. So they're here now. But you guys collectively picked the players.
Mm-hmm.
So to just say, well, you know, we got to work with what we got here. I can't complain about what I'm cooking with if I'm the one that went shopping. If someone just handed me stuff and said, cook, then I could say, I could only make you this meal because I don't have the type of milk I need. You're getting the groceries.
Yeah. So we didn't criticize Jay Gruden for this. When Jay's like, we got a guard. Okay. It's not his fault. This is Ron's fault. Either you picked the wrong players or you're not coaching them well. Which door would you like to open? I'm happy to go down either. I'll go down either hallway with you.
The comment from the press conference that I referenced, I wanted to get to, though, was, like, rhetorically, he didn't actually ask this question, but he said in one of his answers, like, I'm not sure what players you guys want me to try, or, like, what you want me to do, or who should I go to? Something along those lines. I got a couple names.
I got some ideas.
Jeremy Reeves is still on your practice squad.
Yeah.
The last time this defense was any good, he was playing. Now, I don't think he's some stopgap, end-all, be-all. I'm not an idiot. I don't think he'll be an all-pro. It is not going to get worse at safety. I don't know. Maybe I'd play Cam Curl more than I'm playing Landon Collins. And you're like, well, he's in the box. He's playing some linebacker anyway. Cam Curl can probably do that. Play that guy. Give him more of the snaps that he's not getting, and give Landon Collins fewer snaps right now. We can open up the phones for you guys next on the Gambit DC listener lines at 800-636-1067. Remember, Terry McLaurin is on the show at 4 o'clock. He was playing hard yesterday. We'll ask him about what was a tough matchup against one of the great corners in the league, Marshawn Lattimore. He's coming up in about an hour and 40 minutes right here on Grant and Danny at 4. Your calls, though, on your game balls going to the best. Gasser's going to the worst next. You guys know the drill. You give out a game ball to a player, decision, a coach you liked, Gasser, to something that you didn't. 800-636-1067. You're listening to G&D on a Football Monday presented by Chenega Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's at the bottom of the screen. I really like him and what they've been doing with him.
Winston's going to take another chance. Wide open is his man. It's Harris. And he is in. Touchdown.
Spiro Dides, CBS on the call. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. The football team is 2-3 with the toughest stretch of their schedule coming up. In fact, going into play this weekend, they had the hardest remaining schedule in football. Two rushing touchdowns from Antonio Gibson. Now, offensively, we can harp on the defense, and I'm sure we will, and I know a lot of people want to. And the reason for that is it's kind of a heavy lies the crown thing where, as you say all the time, that's where you allocate your assets. You better be really good on that side of the ball. Offensively, where they have been very good and where Scott Turner probably doesn't get enough credit, it wasn't sharp at all this week. And a lot of that had to do with Heinicke just not playing well. But they got the ball for the first time, first and 10 from the 31 after an interception. Cole Holcomb picked off Jameis Winston, that duck of a pass he threw. It was awful to start the game for the Saints. And you're 31 yards from the goal line. And they had to settle for a field goal there. Later in the game, you know, they had the ball in plus territory and turned the ball over. I mean, they just didn't take advantage. I think they had three opportunities in the first half with the ball on the other side of the 50 when a drive started.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
They did almost nothing with it. And their touchdown that they scored to kind of get some momentum, people will say, oh, look, they got the touchdown. It came after a roughing the punter on what would have been a three and out, and a penalty set them up with 16 yards. So it was 31 yards of penalties on consecutive plays, the roughing and a pass interference. So that drive, I'll use quotes, started at the 18-yard line, basically, after they punted and got the penalty. It was not the performance offensively that they've had the last few weeks, which you can explain away as saying they went up a weight class. They leveled up. The Saints defense is good. But that's got to be part of the conversation moving
totally
forward.
Totally does. It totally does. And again, I know with all the Twitter quarterbacks and all the Twitter quarterback gurus will love to tell me about what matters and what doesn't. Everyone wants to tell you how little arm strength matters. I think once you're over a certain threshold of arm strength, then it's not the most important thing. Heinicke's not over that threshold. The number of times that he's late and it looks like a Tim Wakefield knuckleball, just taking forever to get to its spot. There was one time, I don't know if you remember this, Terry McLaurin's coming across the middle. He's up against his old buddy Marshawn Lattimore. He's got his ass beat. He's got room. Put the ball where it needs to be. Catch and run. Maybe it's at minimum a huge play. Possible touchdown because 17-inch space is delightful. It's behind him. He has to jump. Lattimore bats it down, and McLaurin, for 1 second, did like a palms up, like, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah, he slammed the ground.
I'm open!
You don't see that very often. For
Come
him.
On! It's that, man. It's just inexplicable. Missing throws, late on stuff, underthrowing things. It's just going, I'm going, ew. When it's bad, it's bad, and it was bad yesterday.
Yeah, we'll debate Heinicke and talk about him at 4:25 today after we talk to McLaurin at 4. You think this was a lot worse than the Buffalo game?
I do. The taste of my mouth is worse after this one.
I think the Buffalo game was pretty comparable to this, and the only reason I say that is he made a bunch of plays with his feet in this game. He rushed for 40 yards, had some huge first down scrambling. I think the body of work in this performance was maybe more helpful offensively because of what he did as a scrambler than the Bills game. I don't know if you care about like PFF grade. I don't necessarily, but he had a higher PFF grade in this game. Now, worst passing grade. If you want to just go passing performance, this was worse by far. This was his worst that he's thrown the football, not even close. But overall, I thought he was actually better in this game because he ran all over the place. And he does have some of that that he can give you on days where he doesn't have his A stuff. But it was ugly. We know this. All right, let's get to game balls to the best. Gassers for the worst from yesterday's 33-22 home loss to the New Orleans Saints. You can call us to hop in on the Gambit DC listener lines at 800-636-1067. Ricky Seals-Jones had a two-play sequence where he made a hell of a catch in double coverage in the middle of the field. Guys hanging off of his legs. And then the next play, they were rushing to the line so that the Saints couldn't get a challenge off, which they did. It still held up. It was such a nice catch on the sideline. He had five catches for 41 yards. I'm going to sound like John Gruden for a second. Football player, man. That guy, he is an NFL player.
Yes, he is.
Who made plays before he got here and can help them move the football. And even when Logan Thomas comes back, I would like to keep him involved. When you throw it to him, he catches it and normally makes someone miss or does something impressive. I like what I've seen from Ricky Seals-Jones. We were wondering, no Cam Sims, no De'Ami Brown. Curtis Samuel gets hurt after five snaps because, of course, he got hurt after five snaps. Why wouldn't he? And no Logan Thomas. Like, what's going to happen? Well, you had two guys step up, Ricky Seals-Jones and DeAndre Carter. I'd give him a game ball, too, by the way. Nah, not a gasser. I'm going to give him a game ball. Four catches for 62 yards on eight targets for him. Both of those guys get game balls.
The gasser was for me. Give him one more time there. Get my rhythm. Get my rhythm going. Ron Rivera, a million reasons why I could give it to you, but here's my one for today. Everybody's got thoughts and themes from the game. Here's mine. This is what I want to talk about today. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. You check back in later, I'll probably end up talking about this again. Jamin Davis stinks. They are literally inventing formations and defensive alignments on the fly to prevent him from being on the football field. Their starting middle linebacker is out. And instead of another guy at the position group stepping up and playing more linebacker snaps, he's now playing less. He played 13 snaps yesterday on defense, less than a quarter of the snaps in this defense. They're doing 5-1-6s and 4-1-9s, things that look like they're playing youth football on Sunday mornings. I've never seen this before. The fact that he's now further away from making an impact is shocking and galling, and I'm so upset about it. The guy that went right after him had 10 catches for 189 yards yesterday for the New York Giants. I'm not saying Kadarius Toney's any good, but he'd help more than this guy's helping. Inventing ways to not get him on the field. Sorry, go ahead.
Kadarius Toney's really good.
Yeah, I think he's really good. I wish we had him.
He's outstanding. There are other players at the position that got drafted after him who have been very, very successful.
Sure, absolutely.
One of the guys that we all wanted has played really well for the Cleveland Browns. There's another guy in Dallas. They just cut a linebacker because they want to get a third-round linebacker on the field. He showed so much that, like, we need to play this guy more. It's quite literally the opposite of what's happening here. I'll take another game ball, please, Darius. I liked the performance from Antonio Gibson. I know there wasn't a lot going on the ground. He averaged 3 yards per carry, which isn't going to do it. Scored 2 touchdowns. He looked fluid in the couple of pass opportunities that he had. Had a 9-yard catch, had a 3-yard catch. I think that a huge game is coming. And it just seems to me with Antonio Gibson, like he's way more comfortable and a lot more traditionally a running back now. There's a lot of 2 and 3 yard gains where it should have been a -1 or a -2. And I think by and large, he's a terrific player. And that's a place we're talking about a pick they missed on with Jamin Davis, it looks like. I think they hit on that Gibson pick in the third round last year.
Landon Collins stinks. That's the summation of my gasser.
I'll take a gasser, please, Darius. Bobby McCain. I have no idea what he was doing on that Hail Mary. Bobby McCain's the guy that last week in the locker room was upset with the media because they're being negative and talking poorly about how the defense is playing, which is a funny thing to think about because what are they supposed to do the way the defense is playing? It's like, when we play better, you guys better say something nice about us. Well, we'll try again next week.
I look forward to that, pal.
I just don't get where he was and why he wasn't where the ball was coming over from the other side of the field when it was lollipopped all the way down to the end zone on that Hail Mary.
Super quick one here. Scott Turner, J.D. McKissic is available. That's one of your two or three best offensive players. Very little usage. Two carries for minus 1 yard and four targets only resulting in one catch and 8 yards. I just need more creativity, different alignments where he's on the football field. If you're going to throw it, that's a good guy to throw it to.
Secondary in general. Thought it was a mess all the way around. William Jackson. We want to talk about guys they brought in and had high expectations for. I'm going to sound like a broken record. I say this a lot. It's important. They paid him $14 million. They said, by doing that, this is one of the best cornerbacks in the league. That's what they said. They had a guy who played better last year than he has played so far that they didn't think could repeat that because it hurts too much. Fine. You want to let Ronald Darby walk? Not going to lose sleep over that. But what they said was, we can't pay Ronald Darby $10 million. Okay, fine. So you paid a guy $14 million who does not have a track record of being a very good cornerback. He's been fine. He's been awesome in man coverage, according to some of the analytics sites. Not this year, though. There's too many of these that are happening. You paid Curtis Samuel, you're getting nothing. You paid William Jackson, you're not getting enough. Now, you drafted Chase Young at 2. Now, this game was exactly what we're hoping for. Let's get more of those. But there's a lot of those this season.
Oh, absolutely.
You get it?
I get it.
You took Jamin Davis, 19th overall. You have a massive problem with health and performance at linebacker. And you're a few weeks into a season, you're like, man, we need another linebacker. We need a young, fast guy who can make plays. You just drafted 119.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like, oh, if only there was this selection process where we could just get one of the best guys out of college to help us do this. It's been a month since they drafted the dude. It's been a month's worth of games. There's too many of those right now on this roster where they thought one thing and they're getting something else.
Montez Sweat disappeared, man. I thought we had something going. I thought we had a nice little thing where the week before you had a nice little sack. I thought we were developing. I thought we were doing kind of this bookend pass rusher thing. No show, basically. He had a few tackles on the game, but that's not what he's here. He's here to wreak havoc and didn't really do that against a makeshift offensive line.
Those are some of our game balls and some of our gassers. Your chance to give out a game ball and a gasser is next. It'll be your segment at 800-636-1067. Terry McLaurin at 4. Quick lay of the land. Want to talk about the defense. Should Ron Rivera have more urgency in getting things fixed? He doesn't want to make any major scheme changes. Kind of bristled at the idea of talking about the coaching staff today. Stood by his guys, which is perfectly fine. But his level of urgency, and it seems like what a lot of us are thinking might need to be done, are very, very different. We'll get into that at 3 o'clock right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Three-yard field goal. They opted not to do that to go for a 4th and 10 on a day where their quarterback was fighting an uphill battle. It's not a problem till it's a problem, Ron Rivera said about Dustin Hopkins. Well, if you don't trust him enough to put him out there at a length that kickers are booting field goals from every single game all over the league all day long, and you're going for a 4th and 10 instead, then it's a problem. Now, he referenced after the game a crosswind. I was there. I wasn't outside.
Did you experience that crosswind at all?
I didn't notice the crosswind. I'll take his word for it. There were no other plays in the game that I thought were affected by a crosswind at any point. It sliced through the air pretty good, that ball, on that 49-yard Hail Mary and on the 72-yard deep post.
I don't know, man. It may have moved a little bit left and right.
You thought so?
Yeah. I mean, well, because the receiver had so much time to adjust to it.
I hated that they decided to be so conservative at the end of the half before the Hail Mary. Ball at their own 1:53 to go in the half. Tie game 13-13. They ran it 3 straight plays, including on a 3rd and 8, to try to just run clock down. Then they had to punt from their own end zone, and the Saints had a chance to get a field goal. Instead, they just got 4 more points than that on the Hail Mary. They weren't prepared for the Hail Mary at all. That was a coaching thing, as far as I'm concerned. I'll give a hat tip to Rivera. The Riverboat was back in it. For at least one play, was back. It was in order. Okay, we were on the Riverboat was on the water.
The 4th and 14?
4th and 14, yeah. From the 49. 10:05 good to go. He's like, what the hell? And they completed a pass, and that was awesome. All right, game ball, best. Gasser, worst. You're up. Let's go to Robert in Dallas. What's up, Robert? You're on Grant and Danny.
What's up, Grant and Danny? Well, first of all, I don't give game balls out again when we lose. If I did, it would be DeRon Payne, but that's without being said.
He was good.
He's having a damn good year, a very good year. DeRon Payne's living up to it, man. You know what's crazy? You know what's not being talked about, like in San Diego and with Green Bay, Cincinnati, Cleveland? They ain't talking about the defense today. They ain't ripping on Joey Bosa. They ain't ripping on Myles Garrett. You know why? Because they got quarterbacks, man. They got quarterbacks that can go out there and make things happen. I watched that Dallas game here. I'm here. Michael Parsons was a no-show yesterday. Dallas didn't have one sack. But you know what? They got a man behind center.
Yeah, they do.
And when Ron Rivera, and I hear the criticism, what's his record without Cam Newton? Bill Belichick's got a worse record than Jeff Fisher without Tom Brady. Without Jeff Fisher, people, if you don't have the quarterback, none of the things matter. I like him. Hey, Heineke's a great story. He wants to play like Brett Favre, but he's Chad Pennington 2.0. That's what he is. That last play where Terry McLaurin on that 4th down play, any quarterback who had just a half-decent arm would have been a completed pass. He's got to float everything. He's bad. He's been playing really bad. That defense yesterday, say what you want, they gave that offense a chance on their own field 3 or 4 times. Any other quarterback, we should have scored 40-some points yesterday. Instead, of turnovers in the red zone. Scott Turner is calling a hell of a game, and he's been doing that all year. 2-point conversion, Carter is coming wide open. They had another situation where the receiver's wide open in the end zone. He doesn't see it.
It takes too long. Honestly, I agree with
it's
almost
a great
every
call.
Word you said.
I co-sign everything you said.
In that call, that was really impressive. If it was old radio and I had a T-shirt to give you, I'd give you a T-shirt. I like the call. the only reason I would say in Dallas or in LA maybe that there isn't more talk about the defense after a game like yesterday, it's not every week. This has been every week all season here. Mm-hmm. If the defense had been playing well and they just had this stinker yesterday, the narrative would be extremely different. It would be, oh, they had a disappointing game, or these look at these two plays, or whatever. But this has been a season-long thing. And they spent all offseason, the players specifically, but the whole organization telling you how great their defense was. And it's just not.
Yeah, so the analogy would be if Dak Prescott signs a $1 trillion deal and then can't throw a forward pass anymore. Right? Because that's the focal point. That's the leader. That's the star. That's where this team's bread is buttered. That's the leader. That's the unit that's supposed to provide, and it's not.
I also agree with the idea of a quarterback being a great eraser. They don't build, well, I don't say they don't want to do it that way. They haven't built it that way. They have not decided to do that. They have passed up on rookie quarterbacks in multiple drafts. They decided to sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's a journeyman throughout his career. They decided to keep Taylor Heinicke, and that this was the depth chart. Nobody made them have these quarterbacks. Their plan is, we're going to have an okay quarterback position, not spend money there, because we're going to win with defense. You can't have that plan and then have a bad defense. You just can't.
You can't.
I don't know that you can have that plan and have it work in today's NFL anyway. You could luck box your way into a title, maybe, but you can't sustainably be in the hunt with the Chiefs and these teams like the Bucks and the Packers who have the great quarterbacks. But that's what they've decided to do. They're going to spend less at quarterback over multiple years. Now, maybe ultimately they'd like to get into the quarterback game. Rivera's going to be going into his third year next year.
Yeah.
They going to have a quarterback? I hope so.
Do they plan on trying to get one?
It'd be nice to see. You give out a game ball to a player you liked, a gasser to a player you didn't, maybe a decision that you liked or you didn't. I still want to talk about a couple of the positives in the passing game. DeAndre Carter can play, dude.
Yes, he can.
I don't even know if they expected that he could play wide receiver the way that he has. He came in here to be a return man. How often was he wide open yesterday? Just sitting down against zone where he just got to a
looks mark. Like he's always been doing it.
Yes. Very comfortably. He was on the show last week and told us his backstory, and he was out of the league and he was a substitute teacher. Super easy guy to root for. There were a few guys yesterday who had strong performances that are easy to root for. All right, more game balls, more gassers with you guys next. 800-636-1067. We'll get into the defense in the 3 o'clock hour. Terry McLaurin at 4.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.